Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 13th chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak, the Rambam discusses the mitzvos surrounding Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird before taking the eggs or the baby birds found in the nest. Halacha Aleph. Halakeach eim al banim b'shachta, habasar mutar b'achila, loka al shechita se'im, shne'amar lo sikach eim al banim. If one takes a mother bird along with her children and slaughters it, the meat is permitted to eat. However, one receives lashes for having slaughtered the mother bird. As the pasuk says, you shall not take the mother along with the children. Similarly, if the mother bird dies before he had sent it away, then here, too, he receives lashes. If, however, he sent the mother bird away after he had already taken her, in that circumstance, then he will not be liable for lashes. Halacha Beis. And so too with regard to any negative command, which is connected to and able to be fixed with a positive command, one is obligated to fulfill the positive command. And it's only when he is no longer able to fulfill the positive command, such as if he slaughtered the mother bird or she had died, that's when he will be liable for lashes. Halacha Gimel. Ba echad v'chatafa eim yado v'shocha o shebarcha mitachas yado shelo midaito loke shne'emar shalech shalach. If somebody else had come along in this scenario, when he had taken the mother and her children, and had grabbed the mother away from his hand and sent her away, or the mother bird had ran away from in his possession without his consent, without his desire, in that circumstance, he will receive lashes. As the pasuk says, you shall surely send it away until he sends it himself. And in this circumstance, since the mother is no longer with him, he has not fulfilled the positive command, and therefore he's liable for the lashes. Halacha Dalet. Notel eim al banim v'kitit agafeha kadesh lo tov v'shocha machnas o'machas mardas. If somebody had taken the mother along with her children and then cut off the mother's wings so that it could not fly away, and then he sent it away, in that case he receives lashes on a rabbinic level for rebellion. U'masha osa etzlo adshig d'luknafeha mashalcha, and he must keep this mother bird by him until she regrows wings and the ability to fly, and then he sends her away. However, if she were to die before this happens, or she runs away, in that circumstance, if she's lost, the man will receive lashes because he has not fulfilled the positive command. What is the process of sending away the mother bird? He grabs hold of her wings and allows her to fly away. Shocha v'chazra v'shocha v'chazra afilu arba v'chamesh pamim chai v'shaleach shneimar shaleach t'shalach. If he sends away the mother bird, but she returns, and he does so again, and she returns, even four or five times, he's obligated to keep on sending her away. As the pasuk says, shaleach t'shalach, he shall surely send her away. Lachavav. Homer harini notel se'im m'shaleach ha'sabanim chai v'shaleach ha'sa'im shneimar shaleach t'shalach ha'sa'im. If one says, I wish to take the mother and to send away the children, in that case, he is still obligated to send away the mother bird. As the pasuk says, you shall send away the mother bird. It's not enough to send away the children. Lacha zayin. Lakach ha'sabanim ve'achziran lakan v'achar kach chazra ha'im aleihen pater mishaleach. If one had taken the children and then returned them to the nest where he had taken them from, and then the mother bird comes back, in that situation, he's not obligated to send her away again. Shaleach ha'sa'im v'chazar v'tzadosa ha'izem mutter. It's also permitted for somebody to send away the mother bird and then to catch her again. Lo asr Torah elo tzidosa v'hi eino yichol lefroch b'shvil habanim shehi rachefes alehen shelo yikalku shne'amar v'aim revetes al hefrochim. The Torah only forbade one to catch the mother bird when she's not able to fly away because she's trying to protect her children. She's guarding them, and that's why she's not running away from him, and thus he's able to capture, as the pasuk says, and the mother is sitting there resting, guarding her chicks. If, however, he sent her away, and then he went and catches her all on his own again, in that case, it's permitted to keep her. The command of sending away the mother bird only applies to kosher species of birds that aren't already captured, in a sense, that aren't already available, such as doves that are in a dove cote, or in somebody's attic, or wild birds that have rested and nested in an orchard. And that's because the pasuk says, when you chance upon them. If, however, these are things that are already in captivity, like ducks or chickens or doves that are nested inside of one's home, in that case, you don't need to send away the mother bird. Lachates. Hayof rochen mafrichen she'enan tzrichen la'iman o beitzim muzaros eno chayv l'shaleach. If the chicks are the type that are able to fly away on their own, and they no longer need their mother, or the mother was sitting on eggs which are not fertilized, in that case, he does not need to send away the mother bird. Hayof rochen trefos hare ilu kebeitzim muzaros u'patr m'shaleach. Similarly, if the chicks were trefos, as we've defined in earlier parakim, so then that's comparable to eggs which haven't been fertilized, and he does not need to send away the mother. Halacha yud. Zachar shemato robeit alakan, patr m'shaleach. If, for whatever reason, the father, a male bird, is resting on the nest, one is not obligated to send him away before taking the eggs. Of tame robeit al beite of tahar, of tahar robeit al beite of tame, patr m'shaleach. Similarly, if a non-kosher species of bird is involved, either as the mother that is sitting on these other eggs, or as the eggs, and there's a kosher species of bird that's sitting upon them, in that circumstance, one is also not liable to send away this bird. If, however, there is a kosher species of bird which is resting on some other species of bird, which is also kosher's eggs, in that circumstance, one is obligated to send away the mother. Or, again, in this case, not really the mother, the bird. If he doesn't send it away, however, he does not receive lashes. If the mother bird is a trefa, he is still obligated to send her away. If one had already cut part of the esophagus of the mother before he had taken her, he is still obligated to send her away. However, if he does not send her away, then he is not going to be liable to receive lashes. If the mother bird was hovering over the nest, so if her wings were actually touching the nest, then the individual is obligated to send her away. But if they are not touching the nest, so then he is not obligated to do so. If there was something separating between her wings and the nest, like a piece of clothing or feathers, so in that case, he's still obligated to send her away. However, again, if he did not send her away, he's not liable to receive lashes. Halacha yud dalet. Hayu shnei sidrei beitzim uknafeha nogos beseder ha'elyon. O sheisa rovetet al beitzim muzaros, v'tachtein beitzim yafos. O sheisa eim al gabi eim, o sheha hazachar al hakein, va'eim al hazachar. Harizet lo yikach. V'im lakach yishaleach, v'im lo shileach, eino lakach. If there were two sets of eggs, and one was on top of the other one, and the mother bird's wings were only touching the top one, or the mother bird was sitting on top of eggs which had not been fertilized, but there were normal fertilized eggs below those ones, so she's only touching the invalid eggs, as it were, or there was one mother bird sitting on top of another mother bird, or it was a mother bird sitting on top of a male bird, which was sitting on top of the eggs. In all these circumstances, he is not supposed to take the mother bird along with the eggs, along with the chicks. And if he does take her, he's obligated to send her away. However, ultimately, if he does not send her away, he does not receive lashes. If the mother bird is sitting amongst these young chicks or the eggs, but wasn't actually touching them, so then the individual is not obligated to send her away. Similarly, if she was at the side of the nest, and her wings were touching the nest from the side rather than from on top, he's also not obligated to send her away. If the mother bird is on top of two branches of a tree, and the nest is between them, so then we have to make an assessment. In any circumstance where if the mother would fall on the nest, if the branches were removed, so then it counts as if she's touching the nest, and thus he's obligated to send her away. If the mother is resting on simply one little chick or on one egg, he's still obligated to send her away. If one finds a bird's nest on the surface of water, or on some animal, he's still obligated to send her away. When the pasuk had spoken in plural regarding chicks or eggs, or when it had spoken about the nest being on a tree or on the ground, it didn't mean to limit it to these circumstances as much as this is just talking about the normal scenario. There are normally a number of eggs or chicks, and normally nests are not found on the back of an animal. It's forbidden for one to acquire the eggs as long as the mother is still resting upon them. Accordingly, even if the mother is resting on the eggs or on the chicks in his attic or in his dovecote, these do not count as ones which are prepared, and therefore he's not liable to send them away. No, these count as ones that he happened upon, because his courtyard will not acquire it on his behalf as it can acquire other objects on his behalf. Because just as he is not allowed to use his courtyard in order to acquire them on behalf of others, so too his courtyard will not work to acquire it on his behalf, and therefore in this circumstance he still is liable to send them away. Halacha Yotes. Aser litol eim al banim, v'afilu l'tahir b'hanas mitzora shi mitzvah. It is forbidden for one to take the mother along with the young chicks, with the eggs, even if it's for the purpose of a positive Torah command, such as the purification process of somebody who has tzaras. And if he nonetheless takes them, he is obligated to send the mother away. And if he doesn't send her away, and he receives lashes, because one positive command is not able to knock aside both a negative command as well as a positive command. Not only that, a positive command also does not have the ability to push away another positive command. Hamakdish of bedek habayis uparach miyado varehu makiro umtzao rovetz al hefrochem al beitim lokeach hakol mavin lidei gizbor. If one had sanctified a wild bird towards the base of Mikdash's bedek habayis fund, which is used for the upkeep of the base of Mikdash, and then it flies away from his possession, but he knows which one it is, he recognizes it, and he finds it out in the field resting on chicks or on eggs. In that case, what is he supposed to do? He goes and he takes everything and brings it to the temple's treasurer, the Beis HaMikdash's Gizbor. She'ein shiluach ha'eim noheg b'mukdashin, she'ne'emar, v'asabanim tikach lach, ve'elu einan shalcha. Because the whole concept of sending away the mother bird relates to something which belongs to us. You shall take the children for yourself in that case. But in this case, it's not actually yours, and therefore you don't need to send away the mother bird. You can just take the nest along with the mother, everything, and give it to the Beis HaMikdash's Gizbor, the treasurer. Halacha Chaf Aleph, the final halacha in the parak. Osh haragas nefesh, patram l'shaleach, v'mneishu mitzuva la'avio l'beisin l'donosa. If a bird had somehow killed a human being, so then one is not obligated to send it away. The idea here being, because since he's obligated to bring it to Beis Din, to the court, so that it can be judged and ultimately sentenced to death, in that circumstance, he's not obligated to send it away. Have a wonderful day.